It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
We are moving swiftly to the third and final hour. We are smack bang in the middle of the third and final hour of the program. It's 11 minutes after 2. It's time for us now to go back to our daily focus for this week. We did undertake on a daily basis. We'll be talking about dealing with doubt. And today is no different. This Wednesday, the 30th of October, 2024, we are now dealing with faith under pressure. And we're doing it with Pastor Ted Mwale. So when life turns up the heat, which life tends to do more often than not, it can be tempting to let a faith melt away like ice cream on a hot day. But what if those challenge moments are the exact times when our faith has the chance to grow the most? What if? Let's talk about keeping the faith, even when life is anything but easy. That's why we do have Pastor Ted Mwale to help us with this. And Funis, good afternoon to you. Welcome back. And thank you very much for coming to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to our listeners. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much, Funis. Thank you very much. What are some life challenges that make it difficult to maintain faith, Funis?
Faith under pressure, as we have called it.
Yes.
Sickness, barrenness can make us challenged, especially in terms of faith. Loss of our beloved ones. Unemployment levels. There's also, when we are praying and our prayers are answered, we seem to see them as being not answered, it makes us to have challenges to maintain the faith.
Right.
Barrenness, this was the most difficult ones that God actually experienced with children of Israel.
Right.
And we can see it. Another one on the list can be when you have a child and the child is challenged, they have form of disabilities.
Right.
It makes our faith very difficult to maintain.
Okay. So how can facing hardships, as you have maintained and articulated in Funis, how could these hardships ultimately strengthen our belief and character? I mean, it appears as though when things weaken you, your faith will likely be weak. So teach us how. How can facing hardships ultimately strengthen our belief and character?
You're right on this one, and it's a difficult question to answer because it requires a little bit more of, you know, digesting the word of God and like you'd want to be a prophet.
Okay.
I can speak to God's people. Though the Bible has not actually pictured God as a God who enjoys his children going through hardship and pain. He doesn't desire his children to go through pain.
Right.
But the Bible in Romans chapter 8 tells me all things work together for good. All things.
Yeah.
Including hardships.
Hey.
Including hardships.
Yeah.
And ultimately, but how can we be strengthened when we are passing through hardship?
Right.
There's a biblical example that I want my listeners to know. This one is Job. How did he get strength when he passed through hardship?
Okay.
God made him to realize that the one who is controlling his life is actually the Creator.
Right.
And we can see that he was strengthened at the end of the day when God actually asked him, "Were you there?"
Right.
"When I was making the clouds?"
Oh.
"Were you there when I was forming the rains?"
Yeah.
And when Job heard these words, he was strengthened until at a point, scripture tells me, he said, "I know my Redeemer liveth."
Right.
The other one is challenges make us to know the manifestation of God.
Oh, yeah.
They make us manifest the glory of God. And when we see the glory of God, we are strengthened because we're able to see his manifestation through the hardships.
Yeah.
David tells me, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
I will fear no evil.
Yeah, yeah.
We can see that we are strengthened sometimes when we are passing through these hardships. Not necessarily that God is interested in them, but for the glory of his name.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what role does community support play in helping us hold on to our faith and Mpunis?
Community is very important in shaping all of our faith.
Mm.
There's a biblical example I want to share with you. It's coming from Luke chapter 8, verse 35. Blind Bartimaeus.
Yeah.
When he heard the multitude, the community were shouting, he asked a question, but what's going on? What's with this shout?
Mm.
Then the community, the people told him, Jesus of Nazareth passes by.
Okay.
So we can see. And the community helps us, it shapes us
right
to see Jesus.
Hmm.
Sometimes. Another one, the community can lead us to have a continuation of worship. It sharpens us to have a continuation of worship, because without the community, we can't worship.
Hmm.
It plays an important role in every Christian value. Or any Christian who believes in Jesus, especially right. us Seventh-day Adventists.
Mm.
We are here because of the community. Last but not the least, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, we can see how the community shaped the church of Acts. When we read on verse 4 to 6, the Bible says every day they continued to meet together
right.
in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with gladness and sincerity hearts, praise God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
Mm.
And the Lord added the number of the people to the church. So the community actually plays a very important, because it makes us have opportunities that we can't see.
Okay. And then let's talk about doubt itself. How can we turn moments of doubt into opportunities for growth?
I love your question. How can we turn doubts? Listen to this one. In Matthew chapter 19, when you read on verse 20, it says, Jesus looked at the people and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So doubt can lead us to see the possibilities of God. Yeah, did you hear that one?
I'm listening.
The perception, the way we see things, doubt can lead us to see opportunities and we grow. A biblical example, again, is of 2 Kings chapter 6, when Elisha has this servant, Gaza, who sees an army before him.
Mm.
But Elisha sees not an army. As much as Gaza was doubting, Elisha sees an opportunity in the doubt. How does he see this? His perception, the way he was seeing the army, he's seeing another army. And I would love listeners to have this perception, where we change our mindset. When we see moments when we are doubting, we change them into possibilities. And let me make this comment. We don't deal with a God of possibilities. We deal with a God who actually can make the possibilities themselves. I hope you're getting what I'm saying.
I am listening. First.
So he turns them into opportunities and makes us grow. The eyes of a servant of Elisha grows.
Mm.
And what does he see? He sees the sphere of God.
Right.
The big expansion of his eyes. This is how we can turn doubts into opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mfunis. I am restricted. Yeah. I would love to ask some more questions, but I'm going to ask just one more and let you go. How does your faith influence the way you respond to life's pressures?
I love the question. Faith can move mountains, by the way. Faith is actually something that I've experienced, that it has made me penetrate the impossibilities. Because I'm able to see, when I look at the heroes of faith and what they passed through, I can actually see my experience with faith is that it can do what I cannot do. And it has done a lot of things in my life. That's the experience of it. And the beauty about it is that it can go anywhere.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, okay.
It can go anywhere. It can go anywhere.
Yeah. You know, Mfunis, let me tell you why I am timid here, and perhaps we'll have another conversation or another time. You know, for some reason, I look at Christianity and many faiths, particularly Abrahamic faiths. We tend to be pie in the sky kind of people.
And it would
be good to bring that pie closer, because by virtue of doubting means you're not certain of these tools you have been given, whether it is faith or whether it is prayer or any of these tools that you're offering us. Doubt simply says, I know I have this bridge I can cross, but I don't trust the bridge to help me cross. I feel when I cross this bridge through prayer or faith or whatever of these tools, I'm going to fall using that very same bridge. And these questions don't, it's not like people don't know that there's prayer and there's reading the scriptures, there's faith. You know, all these steps that you are laying here, or people know those steps. The problem is not being sure that these steps will lead to where I need to go. Because we have seen people who have prayed and their prayers did not get answered, who read the scriptures and still did not know the solution, who fasted and they did all the things that you're saying they should have, but still things did not work out their way. And doubt is because they have evidence of failure. They have failed before, and now they know. They have experienced failure in spite of praying. They've experienced failure in spite of fasting. And that's what is brewing in my mind, Mfunis, is that, hey, it's well and good. It's well and good to say these things, but the issue of doubt, Mfunis, hey.
It's a big picture. There's one thing that God is handling this with us who are in the sphere of faith. Because when you look at us, we're not in the biblical times. We're not in the biblical characters. We're not a people of the Bible. We are outside it. We're not playing this story. But when you look at God, how he comes through for us is that he just says, whoever comes to me must believe.
Right.
So I might say this faith thing, it's a reality of believing that it exists without seeing it existing. So it must lead us not to see it, but it must live in reality that it's there.
Okay.
And we'll continue seeking for answers, and we'll not find them, because we are dealing with faith here. We must walk through that bridge. Even if the bridge is not okay, we must walk through it. And because we are walking through it, God manifests the faith in us.
Hey.
And we are able to cross over to the other side.
Okay, Mfunis, before we close, there's a message here from Pastor Piri. He says, we need a Sinai session. So Sinai is a show like this one, but it stretches longer than just 30 minutes or 25 minutes or 15 minutes. It's a two-hour-long discussion, an in-depth interrogation of these issues. That's Sinai. That's a show that we have on Sabbath afternoon, which I'd love to invite you to, Mfundis. He says, we need a Sinai session on this topic of doubt. Yeah, I agree with you, Mfunzi. Pastor Piri, I agree with you. He says, there is much to glean in scripture on this. Sometimes the movements or lack of church can also lead to doubt. Can that be done? As far as Sinai is concerned, Pastor Piri, I totally agree. There is room for us to deal with this. I would love for us to get into this. Mfunzi Mwale, would you be willing to participate in that kind of conversation?
No problem, no problem. I'm available.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Let's talk about doubt. Love. Kill this doubt.
Yes,
that we have
indeed, indeed. In fact, I'll rope you in with Pastor Piri, and then we can have all three of us can have a conversation about it. You as theologians.
I see a hot potato there.
You can educate me as pastors, and I as a non-entity in the theological sphere can ask the questions. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate your insights.
Let's meet tomorrow. Let's meet tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.